This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, 1 hour from now, Tailgate Moonshine. The latest batch, Azalea, just happens to coincide with the start of the Masters today. By the way, it's underway. Tiger getting set to tee off a little bit later on this hour. I'm looking at the odds according to DraftKings. Tiger to win, 9,000. Top 10 is plus 650. To make the cut, minus 165. I checked in yesterday and felt like there was a lot of money on Phil and Tiger to miss the cut. I understand with Phil, but with Tiger, I think we always hold out hope that he will make the cut. And we're not seeing the same Phil Mickelson. And it's odd to see this because normally he's got a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of things to say. And, you know, maybe he's taken the higher road by going to Augusta and making sure that this was about the Masters, not about Phil. He's extremely popular with the fans. But now that he's gone to the other side with the LIV Tour, and then you hear the story at the Champions Dinner. Phil sat there, and there are numerous golfers, former champs, who said Phil didn't say a word the whole night, which is really odd because Phil always has something to say. He has something to say about things that he shouldn't have something to say about. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And I would jump all over these LIV golfers to win the Masters. The odds are great. Dustin Johnson, plus 2,200. Cam Smith, plus 3,500. Brooks Koepka plus 4,000? Heck yeah. Patrick Reed's odds to win the Masters, the same as Tiger's. It's not like these guys forgot to play, and they have been playing. Granted, it's only 54 holes with each event, but at that course, it's local knowledge. The more you play, the better you are, and that's why I'm really surprised that these players got long odds. You know, by comparison, Scottie Scheffler, plus 650. Rory, plus 700. John Rahm, plus 850. Jordan Spieth, plus 1,800. And Tony Finau, plus 2,000. Seton, what's the poll question for hour two? Is Mad Dog Russo set to join us, Todd?
He absolutely is.
Okay, give me the poll question, and then we'll bring in Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
We're going to change it up this hour, Dan. Most awkward situation in sports, the Ravens quarterback situation.
Ooh.
Mavericks. They got a bunch of problems going on there.
Yes.
The Packers-Jets trade or the Angels and Shohei?
Wow. And the Ravens had a press conference yesterday where the reporters are saying, what are you going to do about if you don't bring back Lamar Jackson or there's a possibility? And, you know, all of a sudden they're like, well, we're not talking about that. Like, yeah, you are. You need to, I would think. Let's bring in Christopher Mad Dog Russo, host of Mad Dog Unleashed. Awkward situations here. Let me ask you the poll question there. Out of all of those, Shohei with the Angels, the Mavericks situation, the Ravens with Lamar, and what's going on with the Packers and the Jets and Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, good morning, Dan.
Hi, bud.
It's a pleasure to be on. I love the golf stuff you did there, and you're right. Those LIV players, I would take a run at Koepka. He won last week. He's healthier. Plus 400. Was it 4,000, right? What'd you say it was?
Yeah, 4,000.
I mean, my God, that's a steal. I'm with you 1,000% on that. I think the Ravens is with Lamar. First off, Ohtani's going to last 6 months. It's too early to go big deal on that yet. The Packers eventually will make this trade as it is. And, you know, the Kyrie thing is a little awkward. I totally agree. But I think Lamar right now, the draft forthcoming, you know, he doesn't like them. You know, I don't think it's a question of them not liking him, but I don't think he's worth – they don't want to pay him $200 million. Then they got the compensation with the two picks and everything else. I think that's the most awkward one. That's a very good job by your guys with that, the Danettes, with the four of them. I love those four, but I would say Lamar with the Ravens. I think that's the most awkward thing at the moment.
You think the Angels with Ohtani, that gets worked out long-term?
I'm not sure. The one thing I would say there, Dan, is I don't think Marino wants to be the owner who trades Ohtani in July. So even if Ohtani and the team is awful, and, you know, they may not be, who knows, you know, they go off to a decent start, that even if they're, you know, 20 out on July 15th, July 12th, I don't think he wants to trade Ohtani. Do you want to be the owner who lets Ohtani walk? If Ohtani stays and he gives him a what you would consider a decent offer to sign a long-term deal and then he leaves, you don't get pounded. If you let him go at the deadline, that's telling everybody you had no plans of signing him anyway, and you look bad. So I don't think Marino, who's 80 years old, wants that on his resume. So I think Ohtani will be an Angel, no matter how bad they are, all year long.
Yeah, I just wonder if you could get the biggest haul in baseball history for Ohtani. And granted, I wouldn't want to be the GM who traded him away, but I'd also like to be the GM who brought a winner to the Angels. And I don't think that you're going to win with Ohtani and Trout. I mean, you got the two favorites, two of the top three favorites for MVP in the American League, and you might not even make the playoffs.
Cohen Rendon, too. The problem with – you're right. The problem with getting a long haul back, there's only a couple of teams you could trade him to that feel they could sign him long-term, Dodgers and Yankees, or maybe the Mets. Those three. Forget the Yankees. Mets and Dodgers would be those two. So, you know, if the Indians or the Guardians wanted him, what are you going to get back? Because they know they can't sign him. It's a two-month rental.
Yeah.
If it's traded to the Dodgers, and if you're Marino, do you want to trade Ohtani to the L.A. Dodgers? I mean, he's 30 miles away. And, you know, maybe you trade him to the Mets, and maybe you can, you know, fleece their farm system. I guess that's possible. But I still think at the end of the day, Ohtani will play for the Angels all year long, no matter what the record is in July. That's what I would say right now.
I gave a stat earlier that all 12 games on Thursday were played in under 3 hours, which is nice. But are these rules having an impact here?
Oh, I think they are, Dan. I mean, listen, opening day was 317 last year. This year was 240-something, 245. Throw in the idea that there's a lot more stolen bases. A single is a single. I think the rules, you know, listen, I think it's been so much better. Look at the Sunday night game. How many Sunday night games last forever? And at 10-10, I'm sorry, at 9-10, the game was at 7. At 9-10, they're in the top of the ninth inning with the Rangers and the Phillies. So I think it's so much better. I think it's long overdue. I think it's the quick. It's just you can sit there and watch it without, you know, sitting there for 4 hours to watch a ball game, you know, over game eight of 162. So I think it's a big plus. I do think you've seen it this week. Machado, Tim Anderson, especially with Machado, the umpires are going to enforce it. So I don't think you're going to see a situation where the umpires would get lenient and, you know, not enforce that pitch clock. So I think overall it's been a big plus. I think it's helped baseball. And I've said this a lot, and I don't know how you feel about it, Danny, and I wasn't a big WBC guy, but I do think baseball's got a lot more momentum to start the year than they've had in a long time. They had 4.5 million people watch that last game on FS1, Japan and the United States. They had Ohtani and Trout. I didn't get that wrapped up in it, but a lot of people did. And then you throw in all the rules. So I think baseball did have had a very good start to their season. You know, when, you know, you got the Masters, you got the Final Four. So I think baseball had a good start to their year. I really do.
Yeah, we talked to the commissioner last week, and I said, you know, this might be your legacy. We might look back 20 years from now and say, you know what Commissioner Manfred did, and he might have saved the game as maybe a little overly hyped, but he modernized the game. He might be remembered for modernizing the game.
100%, Dan. And I think this is a commissioner who needed a legacy moment. You know, I mean, you know, commissioners get killed in all the sports anyway. But for whatever the reason, Silva doesn't get killed because the players love him. You know, Goodell, the NFL is impregnable, so he can deal with it, and nobody cares about the hockey that much. So really, Manfred, he gets pounded all the time. He got pounded last year at the lockout. He gets pounded at times when the piece of metal with the World Series. You know, his verbiage can get him in trouble.
Yeah,
and I think unwarranted, and they're not fair about it. But I think in this situation, he comes across very well. And I think this was a good deal. So I think he needs a legacy moment. So good for him if this turns out to be exactly that.
He's Chris Mad Dog Russo, host of Mad Dog Unleashed on Sirius XM Channel 82, host of High Heat on MLB Network. Draymond Green says, oh, great. You want to have a minimum 65 games to be eligible for postseason honors and first, second, third team All-NBA. You're going to have bums who are going to make these teams because they're going to play more than 65 games, and maybe some of these stars won't. I don't know what the solution here is, Chris, but is that asking too much to say you got to play in at least 65 games each season?
Oh, God, no, Dan. I'm with you 1,000%. I mean, geez, that for the money they charge to go to these games, and we can't guarantee, you know, for instance, I had a call a week or so ago who spent $600 to get two tickets to see the Philly at Denver, Embiid didn't play in the game.
Yeah.
Now, I know he had calf soreness, and he's played, you know, 65 games for the year. I'm with you 1,000%. Bird, Jabbar, Wilt, Russell, Jordan. I mean, they must be just, really? You can't play 75 ball games in an NBA season? I mean, to me, it's a joke. And I, you know, that's 20% of the season you miss if you don't play 65 games to be eligible to win the MVP. I mean, is that asking too much? I mean, you know, listen, when you and I, we got contracts, we're supposed to work a certain amount of shows. We're here in the big events. You and I are here in the Masters. We're here with this. We're here with that.
Yeah.
You know, there's a sense of responsibility. You can't play 70 games in an NBA regular season. Is the NBA regular season that worthless that, you know, it means nothing and you can get away with playing 56 games? I mean, that's what they're telling you. Well, then why are they charging me a fortune for the tickets? Why are they making a big deal about the playing thing? Who cares about the playing? It make any difference. You know, don't play, you know, play 40 games. You know, we separate who the good teams are and then play months of NBA playoff basketball. They got a major problem with it. You and I are old school.
Yeah.
But if you can't play 65 games, my God, that's a disgrace if you think you should still win an MVP. And the MVP should mean something. It should mean something, the MVP award. You should want to win an MVP. What the players are telling you by moaning and groaning about 65 games is they don't care about the MVP. That's sad. That's sad.
How do you keep the Jets Aaron Rodgers story fresh on your show?
You don't. I haven't talked about it this week. Now, you and I are old school hosts, and that's why, you know, people, you know, our fans like it because you and I care about a little baseball. You know, we care about Masters on opening day on a Thursday. You and I care about the NCAA tournament. You know, you and I care about just NFL football. And so as a result of that, you know, you did SportsCenter for 100 years. You care about that stuff. I've been doing this since 89. I care about all the sports. And now today, if it's almost like it's football 24/7. And when I can get around and get away from it for a month or two, and this is the time you can do it, you know, right around the end of the season, before a week or two before the draft, I'm going to do it. So for me to sit there and talk hour upon hour about Lamar Jackson, to sit there and break down the Jets giving up a second or a first round pick, Rodgers go, not go. Oh, enough already. I can't. Let me do something else. So I enjoy this time of the year where we can break and do a little golf. We can do a little NCAA. Maybe we can do a little NHL first round of the playoffs. How good are the Bruins? You know, so from that standpoint, I enjoy this period. And I'm happy. I do enough of the Jackson on the ESPN that one day a week. I haven't done it at all this week on the radio. I haven't done it. Maybe you have. I haven't done that much.
No, because I can't add to it. And that's why I always say, if I can and I can advance it, then I will. I won't check a box and say, I've got to talk about Aaron Rodgers every day. I've got to talk about LeBron every day. I don't want, or Dak Prescott every day. I just don't want to do that. That's not fair to the audience to say, hey, I'm going to troll you because these are the top stories or top people we're supposed to talk about every day.
Well, you and I, again, I don't script a show. I don't think you do either. I mean, you go in there and, you know, you have an idea what you want to talk about, but you go in there and you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, too many people say, oh, I better do football. God, it's football. I better do the draft. I better do a little more. And that's what people want to hear about. I don't look at it that way. I do what interests me. And the day that it's not interesting to the people out there is the day I'm going to leave. Chris, we're not interested in what you think. I don't care about the Sunshine Double and Medvedev and Alcaraz. You know, once they tell me that, I got to leave. And you're the same way, Dan. You're the same way.
Are you all in?
You talk about what you want to talk about.
Are you all in on Rodgers going to the Jets? Is it the right move for
I'm
the Jets?
Yes, I'm all in with that.
Okay.
I think that's good for the Jets. Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think the Jets have to do it. They haven't made the playoffs in millions of years. They've won one Super Bowl. They sort of have a now team. I wouldn't give up the first-round pick. There's no reason to do that. Packers are dead. Packers have to get rid of him. And there's nobody else.
Yeah.
Tennessee, he's not going to go to Tennessee. So the Packers are really – they have nowhere to go. So it's going to be a second-round pick. But I am all in on the Jets. They have to bring him in here. Have to. And I think Rodgers has plenty left.
Who's closer to winning a championship, the Jets or the Knicks?
The Jets. It's so hard to win there, Dan. You know, the Knicks have had a good year. I mean, they're going to be 50-50 to beat Cleveland. You know, the best players always win. Do the Knicks have the top 10 player on their team? They really don't. Embiid, Tatum, Kawhi, Curry, Jokic, Anthony Davis. The Knicks don't have Brunson, and Brunson's very good. But he's not, you know, I mean, he's not Giannis. And those are the guys that end up winning the championships. So the Knicks got the respectability, made the playoffs like they all do in the NBA. If they ever win a round against Cleveland, we'll have a parade in New York. But the Jets with the quarterback and the fact that, you know, beating Mahomes won't be easy. But I do think the Jets are closer than the Knicks are to winning a title.
I'll leave you with this. If I gave a New York sports fan one wish.
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
Now, my suggestion would be, and I'm not a New York fan, is to get a new owner for the Knicks.
Okay. You're looking at it from a standpoint of not playoff success.
It could be anything. Because I don't think you get playoff success if you have that.
I think you hit it. I think that's a brilliant job. I think that I wouldn't have thought of that. That's it. It's Dolan. Now, that is tempered a little bit lately because the Knicks have had a good year. And they brought Brunson in, and Leon Rose has done a pretty good job, and they like Thibodeau. And for the most part, he stayed out of the way. Now he's gotten wrapped up with this stupid, you know, facial recognition nonsense,
I know.
Which is so petty.
Yeah.
But I, you know, and the Rangers are good, and he owns them too. So you got to look at it from that standpoint. But that's a good one, Dan.
But did Dolan ever get mad at you? Or Mike, you guys criticized, and did he hold it against you guys when you would criticize him?
You know, he was pretty good. You know, a little bit, you know, but we took his side with Marv Albert, which was a big deal. You know, and they had the issue with Marv, and it was about the money, and they let him go, and they brought Breen in and everything else. Now he says, you know, he doesn't listen to me necessarily on Sirius, so I'm not as wrapped up in it. And, you know, what might annoy Dolan compared to, say, the old days 20 years ago when you might say something? You know, we were very pro Checkets, and so that bothered him because he made the change and Checkets left, and the Knicks had been terrible, and we were pro Van Gundy, and they had a problem there too. So there was probably a time in the late 90s, early 2000s where he was annoyed at us. But I think for the most part, I haven't had a lot of dealings with him. And remember, he was very good to me and Mike with the show that we did at times at Radio City. You know, we did that reunion thing.
Yeah.
He donated the building. He gave us the Garden of Dreams monument. And, you know, we did the whole show for the MSG charity, and he was great with that. So we've basically have had a good relationship with him. But I think your point is well taken. I think the average fan would say, you know what, let's get a new Knick owner. I think you're right.
100%. Good to talk to you, Mad Dog. Thanks for joining us.
You're the best, Danny. You know how much I enjoy you. You're the best.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, bud. That's Christopher Mad Dog Russo, Mad Dog Sports Radio Channel on Sirius XM. And he also has High Heat. That's available on MLB Network. We'll take a break. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Pau Gasol will join us coming up in an hour from now. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. Most people agree tax time is a pain. And the reason why I bring up tax time and LifeLock is so much information is out there. Scammers, identity thieves, they can file taxes using your information, and they will falsify your tax returns. They'll get the money back that was going to go to you. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put so much information out there. That's why you need to protect your identity with LifeLock by Norton. Because LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick at LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The wait is over. Will and the Banks family back in a new season of the hit Peacock original series Bel Air. Stream it now. New episodes Thursday only on Peacock. All righty. Got a Masters update. And apparently, do we have a controversy?
A little awkward situation. Kevin Na, who I think is on the LIV tour, and he's playing in the Masters. He started plus six on the front nine and withdrew.
Ooh, WD.
WD. That leaves Mike Weir, his playing partner, walking alone for the next 18 holes and presumably tomorrow for 18 holes.
Yeah.
And the controversy is whether Kevin Na is injured or just
embarrassed.
Stunk and embarrassed, which people are criticizing him on social media because If he wasn't ready to play or willing to play, you took a spot from someone else. However, he could be injured, so we want to be fair.
Okay.
Kevin Na out of the match.
Well, here goes Todd.
It was a little insensitive that they're playing, na, 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 goodbye. Don't do that. He already feels bad enough.
Too soon.
And he may have a legitimate injury. Anyway.
Thank you, Todd.
He's got a Na injury.
Not available. Yeah. That's what Na stands for.
There's a bunch of people, a one under, no one really doing anything that early.
Wow, not available. That's tough, dude. That is tough.
Too soon?
Cold.
Dang.
Too soon? Okay. All right. Yours was mean too, Todd.
It was. What am I talking?
Na.
Goodbye.
Is he a LIV golfer?
I think so.
I think the LIV guys, there's a story out there that the LIV guys agreed to all stay until Sunday in case a LIV tour golfer won.
Yes.
That's a story that's out there.
Yes.
Does Kevin Na?
No.
3.5 days?
I don't think. Now, you've already paid for your housing.
Someone at LIV Tour paid for your everything.
Yeah, LIV paid for that.
I think the LIV wants the LIV Tour guys to be in unison in case one of them wins. You got a stick.
Yes, Todd.
6 over. He played like he was 6 under.
All right.
Serviceable. Like 6 feet under. Kind of had like a...
Okay.
Death. I don't know if we need to wish death upon him,
yeah,
Todd.
Yeah.
No, he played like he was...
How about you withdraw from this show?
Withdraw from the segment?
Todd.
That's me.
Mike in Tahoe. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. This is Mike's wife.
Oh.
He has lost his voice because of the SDSU game.
6 foot, 190. Suck it, Marv.
Okay.
So, he would like me to relay to Seton that a pie in the face that Padres are going to win the NL West. To Seton, I said that. However, I'm a Giants fan, so I'm going to put that out there.
Okay. And your name is?
I'm Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. Seton, do you want a piece of Mike and Jesse with they got, well, I shouldn't say it that way. Okay. The Padres.
That's not a no. I had forgotten that I had gotten Padres fans so mad at me last year.
Oh yeah,
that's right. I forgot. I hate the Padres.
Do you want a pie to the face? Mike's got the Padres winning the West.
So I just have to have the Padres not winning the West.
You just have the Dodgers win the West.
Basically the Dodgers. Yeah, I'll take the Dodgers.
Yeah, we'll take a piece of that, Jesse.
Give me another year of that bloated payroll.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. What.
Oh, I just want to tell Marvin, go Niners.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Mike sounded like, you know, when you disguise your voice.
Yeah, how many days later? His dude still lost his voice?
You may want to get that check. 3 days is a long time to still sound
like that. I got to take the Padres.
They're French fried potatoes. I really like that SDSU.
Yes, Paul.
You'd be great for the Padres to see Tatis Jr. play a baseball game sometime
this
decade.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Fantastic player. I would love to see him play baseball again.
Yeah.
Jeez. He's been, last game was 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad, too, because I really don't hate San Diego or the Padres.
I know. But you have said nice things about the Padres.
Yeah, yeah. We actually have a great fan base around that area,
Why did you go after them?
I don't remember. It's something stupid, though, that, like, I went for the joke. And I think it was a thing where I went for the joke, and then it just stuck for like 3 months.
Chris in California. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. I was calling, far raised Orange County, big Angel fan, but I want to get your opinion on Shohei. If he continues to do this for, say, like the next 10 years, finishes what, with a subpar 3 ERA, 80 runs, 80 RBIs average, do you think it's possible he can go down as the greatest player ever? Or being that he's not an American-born player, do you think he will ever have a chance to get that title? I'll take your call off air. Keep up the good work, boys.
Thank you, Chris. Could he be recognized as the greatest player of all time? I don't think so. Now, he might be the most valuable player when you consider – you know, that he's bringing eyeballs not only in the United States, but around the world, certainly in Japan. But I don't know if he can. You have two Hall of Fame careers. If I don't know if he'll play long enough, let's say he's going to have 150 wins and he's going to hit 400 home runs. Then he's a Hall of Famer, certainly. we always go back to Babe Ruth, you know, but Babe was a pitcher, and then he became a hitter. He wasn't a pitcher and a hitter. I think he did that one season. But he won almost 100 games as a pitcher. And then everything he did offensively. Can you compare the two? There's no other comparison. It has to be Babe Ruth, and I don't think he'll be able to put up those numbers. But what he's doing is more impressive, in my opinion, because he is pitching and hitting, and he's doing it at the same time. And you know, pitchers talk about getting ready for one start. You know, he's starting, and then he's going to be playing. He's going to be hitting. And, I mean, it's unique because we haven't seen that before. And at this high of a level. Do I think he can be the greatest player of all time? I don't. Baseball is a lot of get off my lawn, guys. But if you say who's the most unique player of all time, he would be that person. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Babe Ruth is an interesting comparison because Shohei is doing them simultaneously and plans on keeping it that way. Babe Ruth was the best pitcher in baseball for 4 years. The best. Like, if you look at the stats, he's right there. And then he stopped pitching and went morphed into a hitter, and he was by far, he was the best of all time, probably, as a hitter. Babe won 94 games as a pitcher in basically 4 years.
Yeah.
And then stopped pitching by choice. Like, it's almost, you can't do the comparisons. Babe stopped it.
If they did it at the same time, if Babe did all of this, if he won, let's say, 90 games as a pitcher and had all these hitting stats, then it would be comparable. Can Ohtani do something like that? You know, he's not going to hit 700 home runs. Babe had a batting average of, what, 340? 342? He's not going to get that. So it's hard to compare the two. But that's the only person you can compare him to. And maybe that's not fair to him. But what he's doing, I mean, it's fascinating. To be that good as a pitcher, that good as a hitter. And nobody else is doing it. And I wonder, you know, when Dion and Bo, Brian Jordan, when they were playing two sports, I wondered, was that going to spawn more players trying to do that? Well, you have to be good enough to be able to do both of those sports at that high of a level. And I wonder if Bo would have been, he would have been a Hall of Famer as a football player, and I believe he would have been a Hall of Famer as a baseball player. But trying to do both, and then he suffered the injury, he's probably as unique as any, is there a more unique athlete than Bo Jackson? Now, I would say Jackie Robinson. I think Jackie Robinson's the greatest athlete of all time because he did baseball, basketball, track, football. And baseball was considered his fourth best sport, and he became a Hall of Famer. And he played at a time when, you know, what he went through, even with his own teammates, didn't even want him out there. I don't think anybody comes close to Jackie Robinson. But Bo would be, I guess, the most unique because he was doing it at the same time. Yeah, Paul.
Okay, when you watch like high school baseball and you see those All-American kids and the pitcher is like 20-0, he's also probably the best hitter on the team. And then they pick a direction from him either in college or the minors. That's how it's been done for, what, 50 years probably? Do you think the Ohtani effect long-term could be more guys say, there's a possibility to do this and the financial benefit of doing it? Let's say you go to college at Wichita State, a good baseball school. You're like, Skip, I'm doing both. I, you want me? I'm going to do both because as a recruit, you may have that power. You go into the minors, you say, I want to do both, and we could do it. So that may be the byproduct of Ohtani.
I think when we see that he's going to sign for $600 million and he's taking up two positions, two roster spots, will you get players? Now, you got to be able, you can want to do it. Can you do it at a high level? Can you be above average at both hitting and pitching to be able to do that? And that would be some rarefied air. Mike in Tampa. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I love what they're doing. We're really hyped up down here with the Rays being 6-0. I know they're playing not the greatest teams right now, but hey, you know, 6-0 is 6-0. So,
yeah.
But I really love what they're doing in baseball right now in the game. But I did want to touch on something that happened. A guy called yesterday about how he went to the game and it was over by the time he sat down. And you get that feeling by the time, you know, you're paying for parking you pay and get a couple hot dogs and some game flows, the game's over in 2 hours and 10 minutes. You know, I never really had a problem with the length of the game. It was the contents within the game. So now, you know, it's fun. It's great to watch. The game is fast-paced, and, you know, I don't know what they can do. Maybe add another inning. Maybe make it 10 or 11 innings.
No, I don't think so, Mike. Now, they do have the stupid runner on second base to start the 10th inning, which, you know, the commissioner's done a lot of good things, but the runner on second to start, put him on third. I mean, yeah, Seton.
I know, I haven't been to a baseball game, but are people overreacting a little?
To how quick the game is?
What, they've shaved off like 20 minutes, 25 minutes? Well, all of a sudden the game's over. It's 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes out of like 2.5 hours. The game, I went to get a drink and then the game was over.
Like, now we're complaining if they go
too quick. Now I'm not getting my money's worth. Like, what do you, that's, you went to the bathroom and came back. The game didn't, you didn't miss five innings.
Yeah. Yes, well.
Yeah, but I agree. I think this whole rule change is much more for TV. If I went to a ball game, I've never sat at a ball game going, is this going to be over? Because you could leave at any time you want. It's not a control.
Yeah, you're not held hostage.
Yeah. Sometimes it felt that way in the old White Sox place.
Yeah. I want movement. That's all I've ever asked for, is we get movement back in the game. Stolen base, hit and run, maybe somebody bunts. Just little things that we grew up doing. And it's not like, imagine Little League was either strike out or you hit a home run. And you have to go watch one of those games with your kids. That's what baseball has been.
I took the care of the strikeout part of that.
So did my son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so did my son. That's why I'd stand in center field, you know, because then you know how the parents are going to go, all right, you know, hey, Jack, come on, let's go get a good piece of that. All right. And then, you know, he's going to strike out. But the dads whose kids are really good are trying to cheer you up when you're going, it's all right. He'll get him next time. Don't worry, Dan. He'll get him next time. He's right on it. He's right on that pitch.
You know, he's going to strike out.
I know. I know. I was honest. Yeah, funny, you know what? We always love to talk about our kids, and man, they're the greatest and the smartest and the 99th percentile. Yet sometimes you just got to tell the truth. And thank God he's a wonderful man and a great father. But it just, you know, I couldn't catch up to the fastball. That's all. Yeah, Paul.
Shockingly, I've told you this before. I was a grade school wrestler, and I stunk like I did at every sport, but. I remember one time I got pinned, not one time of the times I got pinned. And my dad saw how bad of a wrestler I was. So I was trying really hard, skinny little kid. And, you know, in wrestling, you bridge. You go back on your head, and that's a way to avoid a pin and get out of it and stuff like that. So I did a lot of practicing of bridging. I remember one time I got pinned, but I made the kid, like, it took him like 45 seconds after he got my back to get me down. And I remember I walked off, you know, that sound when they go and hit the pin. It's, I'm very familiar. And they do it right by your ear, too. It's like, all of a sudden, whistle. It's traumatic. I remember my dad put his arm around me. He goes, you made him work for it. You made him work for it. He was trying to say something nice.
Yes.
I felt good. Appreciate that. Yeah.
In the moment, I didn't feel bad. I was like, he goes, hey, man, that guy had to work for it. Goes, yeah, man. I got like 9-0 in a wrestling match.
My son was up, and there were two outs. And I remember I came down out of the bleachers, and I was getting ready to go start the car.
You didn't have a remote starter.
If I had a remote starter, I would have used it. But it's like, you know, I was just getting a head start just in case. You know, and then he struck out, and then I had the car warm by the time he got in there.
You're walking as he's on pitch two.
Yeah. Hee-haw! Okay, game over? Okay. How about we take a break here? Father of the year right here. Yeah, father of the year. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Cam Newton, who sort of had a pro day last couple of weeks, came out and said that there's only, I think, 12 quarterbacks that he would be a backup for. So he says...
He's dictating terms?
Yes. Cam would be willing to back up these 12 quarterbacks. There's a couple in here that are surprising. He would be willing to back up Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, Sam Howell, and Malik Willis. Those are the 12. But he also said that he would love to help groom C.J. Stroud, Bryce Young, and Anthony Richardson. I don't know if Cam can pick and choose where he wants to go here. But that's what it sounds like. He's trying to dictate that. If you're Cam Newton and you want to play, then go anywhere. But if I'm a GM or a coach, I don't want Cam Newton as my backup quarterback. If I could get Cam to help Anthony Richardson, then I would make him a quarterback's coach. I don't want him to be always there on the sidelines. When Anthony Richardson throws an interception, we immediately cut away to Cam Newton on the sidelines, warming up, loosening up his arm. I got to have somebody who is boring and non-threatening as my backup quarterback. Andy Dalton, come on down. Actually, he might be too threatening. He's still pretty good. But getting the mindset to be a backup quarterback, that's what I don't think Cam is capable of doing that. And I understand it. I wouldn't be, because you're always waiting. Like somehow Steve Young, who became a Hall of Famer, had to stand there on the sidelines with Joe Montana. And even though he knew he could play, wasn't going to get a chance to play. But you still had to help Montana get ready for the opponent. And that's really hard. And the only time you're going to get in is if it's a blowout or Joe gets injured. Or they ended up trading him, obviously. I saw this story with Babe Ruth bat sold for, I think, $1.8 million. $1.85 million. And how did they verify that that was Babe Ruth's bat?
They call it the Polo Grounds bat. It was known for, he played using in home games until 1922. They found a photo from 1921 and 1922 of him swinging it. They used an expert to match up the photo and the indentations and markings on the bat to the photo, which is like a next level of corroboration. It was also, it was used in the 21 season where he established records for 59 homers and his career homers. It's got a perfect 10 grade from the authentication services. And, you know, it's kind of like the highest, most sure thing where you know he used it. And there's photos that go along with any type of display that you have.
I think the bat, though, was really, really, really heavy. Because normally you'd get like 34, 35, 36. I think that might have been like 44 ounces. Is that right?
Yeah, and the average one is these days is 32 ounces.
Yeah. That's taking a log to the plate. Now, he also sold, his jersey sold for $5.6 million. I think that's the most expensive piece of Babe Ruth memorabilia and maybe the most expensive baseball memorabilia.
Would you want the jersey or the bat?
Jersey.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I want the jersey. I can frame the jersey. I can put it on the wall. What do you do with the bat?
Well, I think you still hang it on the wall.
Yeah, but I don't want to drill holes in it.
No, you just put it on like the same thing that would hold like a you know, like curtain rods or something.
Can you imagine like someone breaks into your house and you beat them senseless with, this is Babe Ruth's bat? You can't really do that with a jersey. Home security as
I hope
well.
I hope that scenario never happens.
No, though, unlikely.
But I would rather have the jersey instead. You know, you could pick up the bat and swing the bat and you go, okay. You know, everybody's going to be coming over. They're not going to come over and go, hey, can I take out the jersey? I want to put it on.
They may ask you that. That'd be kind of
gutsy. But you're not.
You would not let them.
No, you're not going to do that. Did you see where Jordan's shoes from the 1998 NBA Finals in Utah were just sold? I think it was $1.5 or maybe $2 million.
So, Michael, we did a story about it a few years ago. He gave a bunch of those shoes to the Bulls training staff guy.
Well, he gave it to Tim Halloran.
Yeah, the PR guy.
Yes. Or Tim Hallam. Is that his name, Todd?
Correct, Tim Hallam.
Tim Hallam, who helped me immensely when I was covering those NBA Finals. But I was there. Mike wins the championship. He's got his jersey untucked. His shoes are off. He's got a Cuban cigar, and he's got the basketball. And he's coming into our SportsCenter set. And Tim, who was the PR director for the Bulls, brought in those shoes. And I watched Michael sign those shoes. So if anybody wants to validate or needs verification, I was certainly there when I watched Mike do that. And Tim, I think, had quite a few pairs of Michael's shoes.
Now he's got a boat.
but I think it was like $1.5 million, maybe $2 million for those shoes. Yes, Paul.
I'd put Thanks Mike as the name of my boat or Jordan 4s, whatever. That's a score. Nobody thinks about that at the time. Hey, yeah, go ahead, take them.
Or you buy a plane, call it Air Jordan.
Right.
Yeah. Update the poll results. By the way, tailgate at the top of the hour. People are trying to log on at danpatrick.com. You can't get the tailgate moonshine until right at 11 o'clock. Just letting you know. But once it's gone, it's gone, okay, until the next batch, and that'll probably be in a couple of months. All right. So what do you have, Seton?
Most awkward situation in sports. We changed the options a little bit, as somebody rightly pointed out on Twitter.
Oh.
Your options now are the Ravens quarterback situation, the Mavericks, Kyrie, Luka, et cetera.
ETC.
Angels and Shohei or the LIV golfers at the Masters.
Ooh. Okay.
Right now, let's see, we've got 47% have the Ravens situation, followed by the LIV golfers at the Masters with 35% of the vote.
We're going to let you hear how awkward it was at the press conference yesterday with the Ravens. Fritzy with a very funny line. So you're saying you used to cover the Bulls.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, it's
how
like
many years?
Anybody who was around at that point loves to tell you, I was there covering the Bulls. Well, I have TV verification.
You
I
do.
Was on TV covering the Bulls back then. Final hour coming up. We'll hear from the Hall of Famer, Pau Gasol.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.